Holy shit, what a game. Welcome to the emergency podcast of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Nick.
Wow, what a fucking game.
I can't believe we won. It's still unreal to me that we won.
It really is.
Especially because last year it was a miserable experience at that game.
Oh, God, because where we were sitting.
I can still vividly remember turning to you and saying, we're up 14 with the ball. And we said, there's no way we're going to lose this. She's like, no, fuck.
Yeah, I was afraid it was going to happen this year, too. I just kept waiting for the worst.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky is about to lose in the most Kentucky fashion ever. I thought for sure, like I said.
Overturned that fumble. They overturned that fumble.
And they throw a Hail Mary.
Floyd Franks, or whatever his name is, throws a bomb.
I've seen it so much. I saw the same story. They refuse. They keep running the same freaking Wildcat over and over again.
They went safety, not your offense.
They love to rip our hearts out, so I was just waiting for it.
I was too.
But like I said, I'm proud of Stoops. And I'm glad he got this win. He needed this win.
We've supported him this whole time. We've been kind of on the edge of not supporting him. But
the only time I stopped supporting Stoops was when we lost to Southern Miss, and I was like, this guy, he's in trouble.
Yeah, I was like, he's not having a job next year.
No way.
But luckily, he turned it around. I mean, we gave him his time. He's got his players. Everybody's starting to play the way we should.
We still got a lot of tough games. I know Mississippi State's going to be the next big one, but we got Murray State next week, and I just don't want him to let down because Stoops' teams love to play down their opponents.
Right. I mean, that's true.
I mean, Central Michigan today got blasted by Kansas.
And we're a way better team than Kansas.
Oh, yeah. I still don't think Florida's that freaking good because they were 3-9 last year, and they just love Florida.
They just love to give them –
how are they top 25
when they don't deserve it? Garbage.
Works for us. How are they top 25?
They're a dumpster fire. That was one of the worst run fucking offenses I've ever seen.
I think Dan Mullins is a good coach, but Florida's garbage. That quarterback was garbage tonight.
Yeah.
I think he threw more balls to our players than his own players.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that the pressure wasn't good in the first half, but it seems like the fourth quarter, Josh Allen turned it up, and he was back to every.
He finally got everybody. And then notice once he started playing hard, everybody else played hard.
Yeah, no, he was the best player on the field tonight. There's no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, defensive player of the game, Josh Allen. Both. I don't think either one of us are going to argue that.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to join us.
Yeah, this is our friend, other Mike. This is Tequila Mike. It's
nice. The machine. He's been the machine, but he's also been sleeping a lot.
He's been the sleeping machine.
Shots and sleeping.
What kind of machine?
You're just the machine.
Shots and sleeping is all he's on.
Yep. And a broken toe.
He likes to have a good time.
It's a very good diet.
He broke his toe. But the best medicine, if you look up in any doctor book, is tequila.
With lime. It's the lime.
It's very good. Because tequila not only does it get you drunk, but it also fights bacteria.
You're getting your fruit.
Yeah, there you go. Fights the bacteria. Yeah. So, Mike,
I get my vitamins.
This is a football carpool show. So, what is your what's your thought on the game? I know you slept through the first, second, and third quarter, but you saw the big quarter. What did you think?
I mean, the biggest thing is that I feel like they just never gave up. The biggest thing is they didn't get those big scripts they used to, and
Mike was at the Western Kentucky game with me, so he knows.
I don't want to curse. I really don't want to, but they
you can cuss all you want. Don't be a pussy.
They played their heart, right, man, and they didn't give up. And the biggest thing is they didn't get those stupid penalties they usually get.
God, you already know. Right? They were trying to though.
Oh no,
they tried really hard to.
Don't give me.
Oh yeah, we tried a little bit, but.
No, Mike was at the Western Kentucky game, I don't know, it was like 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And they made a two-point, they went for a two-point conversion, they won. I was like, I'm gone.
I'm out.
I'm fucking gone. It was the worst night. I was like, geez, because I was telling Mike, I was like, oh, we're going to have a good team this year. And he's like, well, they just lost. I was like, yeah, we did. God damn it.
To Western.
Of all fucking teams, Western, man. God, what a great night, though. I still can't believe. Kentucky beat Florida.
Oh, no.
I mean, the Russian game
was on point.
The passing came around second half.
Benny Snow, in my opinion, is the player, offense player of the game, but you could easily give it to Terry Wilson. Benny had 175 yards rushing on 27
He
carries.
Threw a beautiful ball.
It's like 6.7 average.
Lynn was a fucking monster.
My boy Lynn Bolden did get his first touchdown.
No. Terry Wilson straight up, man. Straight up.
Straight up, Terry?
I feel like player of the team.
Oh, is he straight up Terry now?
Straight up Terry? Or is he straight up touchdown Terry?
No, I mean,
I think we can officially call him touchdown Terry.
Yeah, he's all right.
He had a lot of very good long shots, man. Long throws, man, that actually
were. They look good. Yeah, I would say. They did look good.
Not only did he do that, but he was able to successfully run the ball and execute that.
Exactly. He gives us a new threat.
Yeah. He ran the ball tonight. He had over 100 yards rushing, right?
105 yards rushing. Yeah. I think he threw for like 145.
I just can't believe Snell had an average of 7.5. What was it?
It was 6.7 yards a carry.
And he had 175 yards rushing.
And it was nice to see him with that linebacker, number 11, was talking all that shit about how Benny's just an average running back. He trucked him a few times tonight. He owned him.
How you going to talk shit and get trucked?
Right. I mean, you talk shit, then you just got your ass kicked.
Yeah, that's, I mean, pretty much.
I mean, they couldn't stop him to save their lives.
I still can't believe that field goal wasn't good. That's still cracking me the fuck up. These refs were the worst. They're probably not going to ref another game. That's okay.
Because you know what? We deserve it. They've always gone against us, so now it's our fucking turn.
That's right.
But like you say, man, it's like the refs are seeing what they need to see, all right? So if the ref is standing there, it's out of bounds. It's fucking out of bounds, man. If the camera catches it, it doesn't fucking matter.
I just want to remind everybody, he did not watch the first, second, or third quarter.
No, that ball was clearly in, but we never get the fucking break, so fuck him. Right. We won.
I do not agree
with that. If we had these refs last year, we would have won because I saw it going in.
Oh, he'd be like, oh, yeah, it hit in front of me. That's good.
Yeah, let's go, Malone.
Let's go. Continue.
Yeah. 31 fucking years, man. It's crazy.
31 years. First time in our lifetime.
Yeah. Mike was alive.
Yeah.
6 months.
Old man Mike.
That was a good year.
Nickname Mike. He's got Tequila Mike, Old Man Mike.
He's his nickname.
The Machine.
The Machine.
Full of names.
Full of names. Never know what kind of name he's going to pull out of his pocket.
So, I don't know. Let's finish this up.
Yeah. So, good game. We're going to get off here. Listen to our... Or I guess
we'll do a wrap up
radio show. We're gonna listen to the call-in show.
Yep.
So yeah.
I'm Nick.
Sounds good. I'm Mike. Fuck you, Florida.